to Dwell Hello. I'm Ben. That's Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi. So, welcome to Dwell Hello. If you're new to it, this is our show where we recap House Hunters and things from the House Hunters extended universe. And we do it every Friday. This is our second season of doing Dwell Hello. The first season is available exclusively on Stitcher Premium. So if you want to hear the first season where we have some really fun episodes, sign up for Stitcher Premium and then just do a search in our podcast feed and you'll find it. But today on Dwell Hello, we have a very special episode that one of you guys requested, and we are open to all sorts of House Hunters episodes. House Hunters, House Hunters International, House Hunters Small House, Tiny House, whatever it is. Just hit us up on Instagram, and we love getting the suggestions because there's so many of these shows, and we'll cover them. But today's episode is called Mother Knows Best in Kentucky, and if you're looking for it, you can find it on YouTube TV, and it's season 190, episode 6, Mother Knows Best in Kentucky.
Yes. And let's see. This is like a little mom and then a lady who just loves her statement necklaces.
Yes.
This is the story of a woman and her statement necklaces.
Yes. The mom reminds me of Sadness in the movie Inside Out. Remember that? Like the little blue sadness. Like if the little blue sadness emotion in Inside Out actually had, like, you know, blonde hair and, like, you know, non-blue skin, it would be the mom. I'm not saying the mom is Sadness. I'm just saying the mom seems to have styled herself after the Sadness.
Well, I don't know that because I got that movie downloaded to watch while we were traveling around a couple years ago, and I never watched it because everyone's like, you're going to cry. So, like, every movie I have left on that iPad is movies that will make me cry. So I haven't watched it yet, but she reminds me of somebody from the television show The Leftovers. Whoever seen that? The lady that they stoned.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And it's like such a dark storyline, right? And I'm like, oh my God, that's who this woman is, and it's just killing me. So it's funny that you call her Sadness, and I think that she's a woman that got stoned.
Could you please just Google Sadness Inside Out? Just that image.
Okay.
Just Google Sadness, sure. Or do the image search.
Sadness.
And you will see Shannon, the mom.
Oh my gosh, it is her. It's like the child version of her. How cute.
It's like, Shannon, you encompass sadness. Stylistically, you are stylistically, you are Sadness, the character.
And she does look kind of like a cartoon because she has like little frowny face eyebrows.
Yes.
Which are real weird. They're much smaller than her eyes. So she's got normal eyes, but then it looks like she put thumbs above her eyeballs or above her eyes and then drew with a marker like around her thumbs, little eyebrows.
Well, that's
really cute.
She is, but she also, I think the thing is, there's something about her that kind of like speaks of Nancy Grace as well. Like she has a Nancy Grace quality, and I think maybe it's from the eyebrows, you know, like there's just sort of like that sense that like if you gave Shannon a TV show, she would probably rant about someone, you know.
Oh, well, she seems so sweet to me.
Like, oh, my God.
Are you sure you can handle this? But, of course, that's a Southern
mother,
too.
She's so undermining the entire episode. She's like, oh, this is so darling. For someone who actually has a husband, but unfortunately, my daughter doesn't have that.
She is very much like that.
She is undermining. I love her, but she's so undermining. That, I mean, that's what I love about her.
And it starts with them in the car. Well, we're seeing, you know, things that are upcoming in the episode, but they're in the car. And she's like, Mom, you just missed that turn. She's like, oh, I was trying to drive to a street with more hope on it. But you're right. Let's go back to that sad one, honey.
I guess sometimes I get distracted by all your gaudy jewelry you hang on that turkey neck of yours. So Linda says, Kentucky resident Kendall is ready to buy her first home, and she's enlisted the help of her mother. And Kendall's got a long list of wants. But her mom thinks a house is too much for her to handle because Kendall has never been able to shoulder responsibility her entire life.
Her mother just can't turn off that worry switch. And talk about not turning off the switches. This little idiot won't turn them off either. Guess what her electricity bill's going to be? You know what global warming's going to be if she's in charge of turning off the lights at night? We're all going to be dead soon. I'm going to tell you that much right now.
Well, I have a worry switch, but my daughter has an idiot switch, and unfortunately, it has never been turned off.
Never turns off. So she's a very conservative blonde lady, little smart glasses, and a little blonde bob, and she's wearing a black and white jacket, but it's like shaped, like there's different shapes on it. It's very like
it's very geometric.
This is yes, this is like her geometric art.
She probably jacket. Like runs like the Covington, Kentucky Museum of Contemporary Art. She's like, I'm very much connected to the art world.
Yeah, they do have that bit of snottiness to them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
So,
because she's like a total spoiled brat, you can tell. And she's very sweet in this episode.
I actually love daughter, Kendall. I would hang out with Kendall in a heartbeat.
Me too. I think she's that familiar to me, you know? But she seems like, she's been raised with some money or something.
I feel like she's been raised with, like, definitely an overbearing mother, and she's kind of like, she seems like a little sort of stunted in, not stunted, that's so rude. Not stunted, but she seems like she's sort of spinning in her wheels, like, by her, because her mom has, like, put oil below the wheel, so the wheel can't go forward. I read a lot into Kendall.
We all just blame our mothers, don't we, at the end of the day? Let's get into it. Here we are. You know that we're in Covington, Kentucky, because House Hunters has chosen to put music from the backwaters of Ned Beatty movies in it. It's like...
So the mom... So Shannon knocks on this door that has a wreath on it, and it's like a ribbon wreath, but the ribbon wreath is made of chevrons. So I'm already like, my eyebrows like, what's going on here? So she knocks on the door, and then she opens it up. She goes, so I see the door's unlocked again.
It's like, Mom, you have to go through the first door to even get to that one. Oh, you mean the first unlocked door? Well, isn't this fun? So Kendall is the daughter, and she's wearing a terribly bright purple top and horrid non-fitting statement necklace. Listen, make a statement. Say my necklace fits, okay? Your necklace, the statement starts down at your boob lines. It's not, and it looks like a big gold mustache smiling. She needs some work.
She might as well have just been selling cigarettes from a tray at that point, you know? So Kendall's like... So the mom walks in and she goes, so how about some tea or coffee, huh? Like a real hostess would have ready for their mother who did everything for them.
And Kendall's like, well, I think that we're probably closer than most mothers and daughters. If she calls me or texts me, if I don't answer in 10 minutes, she's probably going to call the police department. Okay.
And Shannon's like, well, I do watch too much Dateline, and I'm always afraid that you're somewhere being hurt, abducted. That's true, but they'd probably just bring you right back if they abducted you, let's be honest.
I do call the police, and I tell them, Lord, please make sure that kidnapper has a sandwich, because she will eat everything in the glove box, I'm telling you right now.
I call the police because I want at least someone to look for my daughter. It's definitely not happening on those apps.
So Kendall's like, God, abducted mom. They'd bring her back, but so then the mom goes into the fridge and opens it. She goes, you only have Kramer in here. Are you kidding? What do you eat out every single night? She goes, well, sometimes I get it delivered.
Well, you can't be doing that if you're purchasing a home or trying to meet a man or try to do really anything in life, Kendall.
So. It's like sadness delivery every day, Kendall.
Now, I know I look like sadness. It doesn't mean you have to eat it every day.
And Kendall tells us, I live in a one-bedroom, just me and my dog Lola, and I've acquired some things. And her mom's like, clothing. That is what she's talking about. Clothing. Nah. Lots of clothing.
It's definitely not men, if that's what you were wondering. So, Kendall's like, I just want a house with a yard. You know, she's sort of like, just a house with a yard would be lovely. Well, taking care of a yard is so much work. I mean, you're mowing the grass. You know about mowing? You ever heard that word M-O-W? Is that too long of a word for you, Kendall?
And Kendall just wants the yard for her dog, because anyone who buys a house that has a dog is like, I don't have to walk that fucker anymore. I mean, that's how I was. I was like, just a yard, and make it big enough so he can poop and I'll never know about it. Like, I want a mile long yard. Okay. I don't care how far away from the city I have to live. I don't want to see the poop. I don't want to even know that he's pooping.
Yeah. So Kendall's like, well, mother, do you cut your own grass? She goes, well, no, I don't cut my own grass. I do hire someone, you know. I don't know if you know what it's like to have a man come to your house and do things for you, but it is possible.
Well, then why couldn't I hire someone? Oh, honey, has there ever been a man around you that hadn't run? Come on.
She goes, now, if you were in a condo, you wouldn't have to worry about that, you know. So my wish list is condo.
And she's like, I don't want a condo. I've lived in apartments. I want an older home with some character. I want another bedroom. Maybe have a 3-bedroom even and make the 3rd bedroom a closet.
At this point, Shannon's eyebrows basically do a high five to each other because they're so arched. They're essentially just like touching. She's like, Oh, I suppose this is probably my fault too that you've always lived in apartments. Okay. Oh, it's my fault. So Kendall's like, you know, I'm a shopaholic. I'll admit that. And, you know, what I really would love is a huge master closet, you know, and I want to pay for something in the 200 range.
Where the fuck are you people living that you're finding a 3-bedroom and a $200,000? I will be moving to Covington, Kentucky.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, it looks kind of cute. Should I move to Covington, Kentucky? I mean, look at this.
I mean, I never leave the house anyway. Does it really matter where I live? So the mom's like, well, because of her passion for shopping, I'm thinking she could find something suitable in the 150 range. I mean, that better fits her financial sad delivery situation, okay? I mean, this woman is not giving up her cashew chicken, I'll tell you that much.
And please, I just want to emphasize that I don't do air quotes with my fingers. I just use my eyebrows. So please be sure that you heard the emphasis on passion, because that was sarcasm, because she has no passions in life.
She's like, honey, right now the way the market is, you're going to have to be ready to go. I mean, right away, you see something, you buy that thing. She goes, I know, because every time I see something, I look online and then it's gone 3 hours later. And Kendall has a coffee mug with like a flowery edge to it. It's like, oh God, she's one of those. It's like, I'm going to get a coffee cup that's like literally shaped like a flower at the sipper. Come on.
Well, you know, Kendall, I thought you'd be okay with seeing that places that you were interested in are now suddenly pending. I mean, that is the word I like to use with your romantic future.
Oh my God, everything's already taken. It's like cotillion all over again, isn't it?
Also, I think this is the moment when in my notes when I truly noticed what Shannon was wearing, because you were mentioning those like geometric things. The funny part about Shannon is she's so mean to her daughter in this cheery way, and her sweater has all these little polka dots on it. Like, look at me, I am cheery. I am a cheery, cheery, happy woman who wants nothing but happiness for her daughter. And if she does get abducted, please commit to it, because I can't have another return to sender.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, well, honey, you know that I'm just giving opinions. You know, I offer those freely. She's like, you do, mother, very freely. So first up is in Ludlow, Kentucky. And this one's 209. And mom's like, well, that's your price range, 209? And she's like, well, 209, mother, I said a little bit above 2. And this is a little bit above 2.
Oh, are you talking about the kind of man you like? Like a Covington 2.
Covington 2. So you're going to get a Covington 2 with 09s. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, honey, you better be a Covington 3 if you want to get a Covington 2.
And the real estate lady just wants her picture on a bus bench so bad. I think she's just walking around dressed in the bus bench uniform until someone puts her on a damn bus bench.
I wrote down Christine Ray, the realtor Christine Ray, definitely auditioned for American Idol at some point.
She's like, well, I know her mom Shannon wants something around the 150 mark, but I'm confident the value's there. So her name, yeah, Christine Ray. So she has very serious banker eyes. She like has very wide blinky eyes and also a terrible statement necklace with little black beads. So Covington is a big place for terrible statement necklaces.
So they walk into this house and Shannon goes, oh, I'm going to say something that I have never said about Kendall. Oh, it's really cute in here.
God. And Kendall's like, I love this old tree and it has a porch. You could sit there. I mean, that's what porches do. That's my favorite thing on these shows, when they're like, wow, it's a bathroom. I could use the restroom in here or take a shower.
All the all the obvious functionality. So yeah. They love it. It's cute. It actually is a cute house. It's really cute.
Yes.
And it's got high ceilings. It's lots of charm. And I mean, it has sort of a weird thing with like this, like a chimney kind of like right in the middle, and the room sort of goes around the chimney. But I think it's like very cool. And the way that people, there's like a space that's being used strangely, like there's a random refrigerator in it. But like, I could totally see that as like a cute little cozy library area sort of behind the living room. I was like, oh, I am already very sold on this house.
Yeah, I think it's a really cute house too. And it's old, you know, it's from 1883. Christine's like, it's been here 100 years, built in 1883. So, I mean, that's way more than 100 years, right?
It's 136 years old.
Yeah, thank you. Because I was like, wait, that math doesn't work, but I don't really know math, so I'll just leave that to Ben. But it's also like back then, you know, just guessing based on the houses we see from back then, they had like one outfit because there's never a closet. And I think they pooped outside because the bathrooms are never anything, you know?
Well, at 136 years old, I mean, that might have been before toilets. I don't know. So it's also funny.
We should know that.
What?
I'm going to put into Google. When were toilets invented?
Well, while you look that up, I will say
1596. That, I mean, well, come on, I we're mean, way off.
Like modern toilets. Can we not get like the ridiculous, like, well, Sir Vincent Gablubi in the Tuscan region of Italy came up with the world's first toilet where you put a wooden plank on top of a hole. I don't want that. So I want like modern toilets, sir. Anyway, they're going through this house, which is very poorly decorated at the moment because there's like this shitty dark leather sofa. It was clearly like being used as a bachelor pad. And there's like a dining room. The dining room is really cute, like a nice sized dining room. And then the kitchen was big. Like it was the first floor I thought was like a really strong first floor.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But it was, you know, it's one of those you walk through all the rooms where, you know, because there's like separate rooms for everything. And yeah, some bachelor did make one room a game room with a fridge, and it was kind of weird. And you can't really just say make it a huge kitchen and knock down a wall because things don't really work. You could knock down the whole house. You do yeah, that one you house, would. You know.
And then even Christine's like piling onto Kendall. And she goes, oh, here, this is a very open kitchen for all the cooking you do. Inside joke with you, Shannon, right? Cashew chicken over here.
But you know, this kitchen, it's close to your backyard, which is really good. And which I don't really know why that would be good, but it is apparently to Christine. And so they go back there, and it's a tiny backyard, and there's just like a couple patches of grass. And the mom's like, well, that's perfect because there's not too much grass for this idiot to try and figure out.
Let me tell you something about Kendall. She knows a thing or two about grass, if you catch my drift. Why do you think it's all that kung pao chicken coming her way?
So Kendall's like, well, there's not exactly a view back here, and they have to park in the back alley. It's one of those places where everybody parks behind. Mm-hmm. And the mom's like, well, that could be an issue, especially if she comes in late at night. Date line. Do you see where I'm going with this, Christine?
Trying to murder
my daughter?
Christine, I take that back. Coming in late at night implies some sort of social life. She'll be fine.
So they have to go up a really steep ass stairway to get upstairs.
Yeah.
And Kendall's like, oh my god, I feel like I'm hiking.
Yeah. It looked like a very annoying staircase. But upstairs, the bedrooms are all really big. And whoever lived there earlier already converted one of the rooms into a big walk-in closet. And Shannon's like, oh well, look at you. Your dream has come true. A walk-in closet for all the quote unquote clothes or whatever it is you call them that you collect over the years instead of putting them towards a career.
Well, look, Filene's basement has moved up to the second floor. Congratulations, Kendall, you found it. And there's a laundry room right by the primary room, which is good because, you know, she doesn't have to walk up and down to do the laundry.
Yes.
And the closets are nothing, right? And there's only one bathroom on the second floor, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's true, too. So then Shannon's like, okay, so now we've seen the steepy McStaircase house. So what was the cost of this again? And Kendall is like, well, I said I could do a little over 200, mother, and that's a little over 200. And Shannon's eyebrows are just like, okay, we're just going to arch these eyebrows until you understand how I feel about this.
Yeah, she goes, well, this house is darling. For someone who's not a complete loser face. Okay. For Kendall, this would be too much to take care of. You think she's going to walk up those stairs? No. This girl's going to buy a $200,000 house and sleep on the floor of the living room every night while she falls asleep to some sappy movie on Netflix with popcorn hanging out her mouth. All right? That's not what we need.
Why does she even need a living room and a room next to the living room? She has no friends. Her best friend is a soda stream named Samuel.
So Christine's like, guys, not gonna last. She's so like real estate-y, this yes. Christine. Guys, this market's nuts. Nothing's gonna last. Better do it right now.
So then
I will walk out of your store right away, ma'am.
Yeah. So then Shannon, who's just been like, those steps are treacherous, now all of a sudden puts on her like sweet, sweet Shannon motherly things where she goes, you know what? I would just love to see her in a condo. One thing I'd like to see before I die is my daughter looking at a condo. She doesn't have to take it. I just want her to do that for her sweet mother. You know, she won't have to take care the yard. I think it might be safer. Would you just mind if we look? Would you make your
please,
mother happy?
Just for me. Please, just for me. I mean, it's the closest in wording to what I've always dreamt for you that never turned out. It's a condo. So close to can do. You
know or saying? A condom, which is something you'd use if you had sex. God, considering that I survived nearly falling down those treacherous stairs, could you just do this one thing for your sweet mother?
I love that we started this by being like, oh my God, I would be friends with Kendall. What a cool girl. I love her. And this whole recap, we're just like, stupid loser with no boyfriend.
Well, we're just saying that's what her mom thinks of her. Not us. Know. We know that she is slutting it up all over town in the best possible way.
Yeah, we're just trashing poor Kendall.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
But even Kendall is surprised by the condo that she does see. And then they're driving and there's a ring. And Kendall's like, oh my God, this is Christina on the phone. The mom's like, oh, hi, Christina. Did you get your bus bench yet?
Have you considered The Voice? It's a good show, too.
So Christine's like, I found a condo. It's only $175. Get over here now. This is going quick. I'm telling you right now. They out there beating down the door. Ow. Click.
So she just died. What a dark episode. The realtor died midway through.
The realtor is just trying so hard to convince them that like Covington that, like, is now this huge bustling metropolis, right? So Kendall's like, oh my God, okay, we were on our way to Hobby Lobby. Mom has a gift certificate, but we will be there. We'll go right now.
I wrote literally almost the same thing because Kendall goes, can we go now? Yeah, we can go now. I was like, we'll just have to cancel our trip to the Joann Fabrics Expo.
Okay, honey, you're going to have to cancel our reservation at Chick-fil-A. All right, let's get over there.
Hey, Kendall. Hey, sweetie. Do you think you can tell your friend no one that you're going to have to cancel on your nothing?
Honey, you need to start working on that RSV. Please invite me someplace, anybody, anywhere. I don't really care where.
Hold on. Let me get the address of this condo so I can call the criminals to abduct you. Maybe one of them will take you this time.
Oh, so Kendall's like, oh my God, she said it's a condo. I don't know, Mom. She's like, Mama, just for Mama.
It
really does.
It is this weird ass Gypsy Rose Lee shit. She's like, just for Mama.
We'll keep an open mind, honey. Come on. And so they get there, and Christina is like, okay, you've got visitor parking over there, you've got your own assigned space, and you have a garage. Well, that is a lot going on for someone really with just a postal person as a friend. But you know what? No one's going to complain about extras.
The good thing is that Samuel the Soda Stream doesn't even need a car because it's not a real person.
I don't even think trick-or-treaters are going to be coming up here, but whatever. Let's see it.
Do you mind if we just turn her visitor parking and her assigned spot into some sort of community garden? I don't think they're going to be used.
So they go up and Kendall's like, is this parking lot the only place to take the dog out? She goes, oh yeah, but you know what? There's a park up the street and you're right on the river. Oh wow, sounds great. Coming home at two in the morning on the water, having to walk your dog up. Doesn't sound creepy at all.
Yeah, I love the mom is like perfectly happy for Kendall to go to some nearby park in the middle of the night, but like, God forbid she parks next to her cute home. So, so the place was built in 1991. In case you couldn't tell by the strange colors that are happening all over, it's like purples and then bright reds and greens.
Oh,
it's
God. The hallway is the Monica's apartment from Friends purple. This is not good. This is a place they built back then to be like lofty, like Friends. And then they got the color like Friends. And you walk in and they put copper piping all over the walls as decorations. So it's like so bad. A loft, you know?
Kendall walks through the front door. She goes, oh. The door looks pretty old. Oh, that's it, honey. Door. That's what I should call you. Door. Old door.
Christine's like, might need a little work. She's like, I know, but she really is trying. The apartment. Oh, right. Right.
And what is this copper here? Well, Christine goes, I think they were trying to use it as an artistic design. Shannon's like, oh, it's nice to see that someone in this room had some ambition at some point.
This little idiot will be wearing that around her neck. Give her about 5 minutes in here with a screw gun. So they go out onto the patio and you can see the river. And the mom's like, well, at night, this will look amazing. Right now, it looks a little
And Kendall's like,
terrifying.
Kendall's like, you know, I can really see myself on the patio at night and watch the boats go by. Oh, that's funny. That's like me sitting in my bed watching your prospects go by in my mind. Down the river. Down the river.
So Chris is like, well, there is an HOA. Oh, God, someone's got a hoe for a daughter. That's good news, you know? Who is she? Does she live on this floor? Will she influence my child? She's like, no, HOA.
It's for landscape and snow and property maintenance. Do they also include a makeover in there? I'm just wondering.
$400 should get you a decent haircut, at least, Christine. Come on. So they take a tour. And by the way, it's $400 HOA.
It's crazy.
No, ma'am. Are you crazy? For that place. On a, yeah.
It's just
no
the
way.
View. Actually, I think that view is actually a really good view. And I actually think at night it's probably awesome. But then everything else about this place is awful. Like, it's so bad, this condo.
It's really old and outdated. There's gross carpet, tiny bathrooms, tiny kitchen. And Kendall's like, okay, so I see that there's white shelving, but there's no cabinet doors on the cabinets. Because people just with regular cabinets were like, let's have open cap. You don't do those with actual cabinets. You don't just take off the door. It's still got all the metal on the side, you know, where you screw the doors in.
Yeah, and Christina's like, well, the doors are not here anymore, but that's something you could add if you wanted to. Well, I think the operative phrase there is if you wanted to. I mean, let's see Kendall do anything that she's ever wanted to.
Yeah. I hate when something... like, is so glaring like that, one of the homes. Like, there's no cabinet doors. Oh, well, you can add them. Yeah, no shit, Christine. Okay? The fact is, I should get a discount because this don't have, like, functional cabinets. Okay?
Yeah.
So Kendall's like, well, I mean, I don't use the kitchen. However, I would like to have a decent kitchen. That would be not too much, right? So they go look at the loft area.
We all have dreams for the things around us, but they sometimes just don't pan out, darling. I should know.
You know what I would like to be updated once in a while? Your Google Cal. But you know what?
Hey, Kendall,
dreams are like flowers. They grow fast and they die young, honey.
So then there's a fireplace, but it's like a very big, bulky fireplace that seems to take up a lot of the footprint in the living room. And then they go upstairs for what is technically the master suite, because it's actually a lofted master, which is like even less appealing. Although Kendall's like, so there's no privacy. For who, Kendall? Who's coming over that you need to be private from?
You think some sea witch is going to come out of that river and start looking in here? There's literally nobody to look in here, Kendall.
So Shannon's like, well, the views are probably even better up here than downstairs. I love this. It's a condo. Oh, look. Oh, Kendall, don't you love how the walls are the same color as your sweater? You're just like a floating head over here. It's a good way to lose weight just to make it disappear into the painting.
And Kendall's like, I mean, there's carpet in the bathroom, mother. Well, you know what? It's one way to get your feet clean, okay? Because I know you don't like bending all the way down there. You just get your feet wet. When you get out, just rub them a little on the carpet, okay? It'll be an improvement.
So Kendall's like, definitely feels like it needs major updates. And Shan's like, is she even considering how much work there is in an old historical home? I mean, things break down constantly. I mean, this is all cosmetic. Nothing a sledgehammer on a wall, a new kitchen, and some paint can't take care of. Gosh, I wish it were that simple for Kendall.
God, you know what, Christine? This place, really, to just make it decent, all I ask is it has like a nice 30 minute free session at an Ulta.
Hey, Kendall, why don't you and this Conda go to Ulta and see who looks better afterwards?
So there is a huge closet, and the mom's like, can't beat the view, Kendall. Oh, shut up. Okay, because that's not even a view. It doesn't count because it's in a lofted bedroom where the wall, you know, that's covering the loft so you don't fall off, the rail wall or whatever, covers the view. You can't see that from bed. Yeah. So you can see it while you walk into bed, but no, yeah. This place sucks.
Yeah, it sucks in so many different ways. So she finds a new house that's updated except for one area. That's Linda teasing the next house.
Yeah, they're headed to Ludlow. This place is for $200,000. And the mom's like, oh my God, how darling, it's a yellow door. And Kendall's like, and there's a porch. It's a place you can sit. We know, Kendall, you can sit on a porch. Congratulations.
Although I'm a little uncomfortable with that radical yellow door. I mean, where are we, Los Angeles or something like that? Goodness. So, they walk in and it's all nice hardwood floors and they're all original floors and it's a 99-year-old house.
This place is adorbs. I love adorbs. This place.
Me too.
So cute. And Christine's like, well, guys, it's 200. And unfortunately for you, these go quickly. Oh my God. Anything under two, it just flies off the market. Hold on. Somebody hold this wood up while I nail it into the front door because people are going to be beating it down trying to get in here.
just really, really trying to sell it. So there's like a fireplace and there's Kendall loves it. There's high baseboards and there's a nice sized dining room and there's like a kitchen that has subway tile. But there's a bathroom in the kitchen, which I don't really see, you know, an issue with. I mean, I understand what the issue could be with, but like, I think that as a house hunter's drawback, I don't think it's the worst.
It's not great, and Christine is so funny, because Kendall's like, well, you know, that bathroom off the kitchen, there's not much space in here. And the mom's like, yeah, off the kitchen, that is awkward. And Christine goes, yeah, well, you know what? I thought you might make an exception, because look, it's right by the backyard, which is good for entertaining, and you'll have that quick access to the bathroom.
Like, oh, good, Kendall. That way when you make your shitty enchiladas, or whatever you call them, when people get the runs, they can get right to the bathroom quickly.
So now people won't smell the poop while they're eating. They'll smell it while you're cooking. Okay? It's great. It's a great trade-off, isn't it?
So then, Christine sells that bathroom access to the outside very hard because she says it a few times, like, and this way you can get that bathroom super quickly, as if it takes like 10 more minutes to get to the bathroom anywhere else in the house.
I know. And the backyard is literally the easiest place to go to the bathroom for free without a bathroom.
And it has a great backyard, by the way. It's a super cute backyard. And Kendall's like, Lola will love it. She can spend her golden years out here. Oh, darling. That dog's going to outlast you as you keep eating that Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah. You know, she wants yard space, but I don't think she understands mowing is involved. Also, you know what? The whole reason I wanted her to get a dog was to actually go out and see people. How is she going to find a man in her backyard? How?
And then, so then they go down to the basement, which is an unfinished basement, and that's where the laundry is. And it's like, oh my God, I might have to do laundry in a basement, an unfinished basement. I'm like, welcome to like 95% of houses.
Yeah, that does suck though. If your bedroom's too up, like having to walk down. Listen, I'm lazy like Kendall. I don't want to do that shit either. And it's like creaky and creepy down there. If you're a woman living alone, having to go down to the dark basement, like, ugh, I don't like it. And she says it's creepy and it's, you know, scary at night. And then they go upstairs to, none of these places have a primary room, the older homes. They just have a bigger room. And they're like little tiny closets again. And Christine's like, but these wardrobes stay. Oh, really? Thanks, Christine. They're like Target $20.
I know.
you know.
Those were full IKEA IKEA ones. She's trying to say, like, these wardrobes are 200 years old. It's like, no, I still see that it says Bjorg on it from IKEA.
Hold on. Let me just open this window real quick.
I'm sorry. Stop trying to beat down the door for these wardrobes, okay? I know, but I've got some of them on before you. I'll let you know. God, these wardrobes are going to go fast. Hurry up.
I have to say, when Christine showed them the regular closets, and she's like, now these closets in the master are not that grand. And she opens the door, and it was literally like a wall. It was like opening a door to a wall. I was like, there's no closet there. That's not even just like, oh, it's not a walk-in. It's like, that's not a put your hand in it. There's no room for anything in that.
I know. That's like one of those little ironing cupboards. You know, where like the iron board could like slips down.
Yes, it was. It was like for a very small Murphy bed.
So then the second bedroom is, you know, kind of the same. And then there's a main bathroom, but it's the only full bathroom in the house. And it's on the second floor. And she's like, oh, but if I have people stay with me, we'd have to share. Oh, you are funny. People stay. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
So Christina's like, okay, well, you need to make a decision quickly, because there's pitchforks, there's torches down there, and if we don't get you in here right now, we're all gonna die.
hurry up, gotta do it today. So Kendall's like, oh my god, I knew it was gonna be fast. But so the mom and Kendall have this discussion, you know, the ending House Hunters discussion, and Kendall's like, I mean, that lady is really putting pressure on me. I don't want to decide that fast. She's like, but you got to. I mean, this is Kentucky. People are moving here in droves, Kendall.
Yeah. And then Linda's like, if Kendall doesn't make a decision fast, she may lose out on the houses she's seen in the hot Covington market. Could you hear my sarcasm?
Ha ha. Ha ha. So number one, the historic, mom's like, well, it was huge. That was a large house for people with, you know, let's call that the ambition house.
I think that's above what should be comfortable for you. Yeah. By the way, I love that you always dress so comfortably.
Listen, comfortable is great for a style, but I don't know if it's great for a home. And Kendall's like, well, it's got a big closet, the laundry's upstairs, and it has a perfect sized backyard, enough grass for Lola and enough to manage, and that's, I don't know, only $200,009.
And she's like, well, let's go on to house number two. I mean, God, that condo, I mean, that really matched your personality. What are you talking about, mother? That needed so much updating, and it was just tacky. Mm-hmm, exactly.
Copper just hanging off of it for no reason. But the view's incredible, Mom. Well, that third one, though, that yellow door.
Yeah. Oh, the yellow, that vulgar yellow door and the third one.
Yeah. And that's, you know, the kitchen's great, but that bathroom, it's right off the kitchen. It's so awkward. And, you know, it's only got one full bath and the laundry's in the basement. Oh, it's going to be scary. I'm going to be pooping in the kitchen. I'm never going to be able to do my laundry. Ding dong. I've chosen that one.
Yeah, because Shannon's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, take a day. So, but that is the one that she chooses. And and so Shannon walks in. She's like, the door's unlocked again. She's like, well, mother, I knew you were coming. Okay. I warned all the neighbors that a devil was coming to the down the street.
And the mom comes over with a covered dish. It's like covered in tin foil. And Kendall's like, is this an oven dish or a microwave dish? She goes, microwave, not with the foil on it, Kendall. Jesus. So Kendall tells us she picked the single family with the yellow door and she loves it. You know, it was listed at $1,799. So I got it, went in full ask, and I got it that same day. Which shows you that Christine's a goddamn liar. Because if people were beating down the door, you would have had higher. To go over to get that house.
That's exactly right. You know? So she's like, you know, laundry isn't great. You know, I have to do two flights of stairs every time. But, you know, we're getting it done. And Mom, thank you for helping me. And she goes, well, glad I could and glad you asked. And, of course, by you asked, I said, hey, I need to help you. And you said, okay, fine, I'll do that if you buy me Kung Pao Pit Chicken. And so I did it.
If you want me to help you with this mortgage, you're going to take me, you little brat. Okay, mother.
So then Kendall starts choking up. She's like, Mom's always been supportive of my decisions. Well, not really that support. She actually doesn't like any of my decisions, but she's taught me to be independent. Well, more like dependent on her. And to follow on what I believe in or what she believes in. It's just been so great having her. Well, it's been actually pretty terrible having her through this process.
But God, I'm glad I have a mother. Oh, honey, we can get here and we can play some Uno together. Don't worry, it's a fun game. Sad lifestyle.
And then it ends with Shannon, the mom, saying, this is great. I'm proud of you. That's like her emotional moment. And she just, her lips are pursed. And she's like barely putting a smile on her face with her eyes like just so angry.
I know, because you know, in her head, it's like this overgrown grass in the backyard that snakes are going to be hiding in, and Kendall's going to fall down the basement steps trying to do laundry and get attacked by someone from Dateline.
Oh, and it's got, I love that this house is such a not view of anything. I love looking at the not river in your house, Kendall. That's not even in Covington.
Oh, well, there we go. So thanks for suggesting this episode, guys. If you have a favorite episode you want to suggest, just go to Instagram and comment on one of these House Hunters posts. We read them all. So it's at what Watch What Crappens on Instagram and at What Crappens on Twitter. And if you like this, you know, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.